Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are some events in life that really make you question whether fate itself is at work. Like the Canadian woman that dodged a bullet literally after she was rushed to the ER, only to discover that her life had been miraculously saved by her own breast implants. What about the guy whose life came full circle when he ended up flying the same aircraft he dreamed of 20 years later? Stay tuned for a whole host of jaw-dropping tales like these in this episode of One in a Million Coincidences.
You're listening
to Be Amazed. Most people are scared of something, like spiders, clowns, or heights. But for Uruguayan businessman Ramon Artgaviecha, that fear was boats. Mr. Ramon wasn't always so petrified. In fact, he was born into a family steeped in the history of the sea. Just before his grandfather died, he even gave Ramon's father a special oar which bore the inscription, "Know how to use it, you will never be hungry. Your ancestors have always survived thanks to the sea. This is your destiny. Follow it." Flash forward to 24 December 1871, and Ramon was aboard the ship America, which was racing another ship into Montevideo Harbor, when high boiler pressures led to a freak fire. Ramon jumped into the sea and swam for his life, becoming one of 65 people who survived the horrific accident out of 114 first class, 22nd class, and 30 popular class passengers. Many suffered terrible burns, and the whole ordeal was enough to scare poor Ramon from setting foot on a boat for the next 41 years. After avoiding voyages at all costs, Ramon finally prepared to sail again for a special trip from Europe to the United States in 1912. In a letter he wrote, "At last I will be able to travel, and above all, I will be able to sleep calmly. The sinking of the America was terrible. Nightmares keep tormenting me." Unfortunately, his bad luck hadn't quite passed, and on April 10, 1912, Mr. Ramon boarded the Titanic, soon becoming one of some 1,500 passengers who lost their lives during the historic sinking on the 14th of April. Turns out conquering your fears isn't always the right thing to do. Still on the topic of things that are not the right thing to do, let's talk about marriage. Everyone wants their wedding to be the perfect day, but when things don't quite go to plan, just remember this mind-blowing story. In 1867, Prince Amadeo of Savoy, the Duke of Aosta, wished to marry Italian noblewoman Maria Vittoria del Pozzo. Although King Victor Emmanuel II of Italy, the prince's father, disapproved initially on account of Maria's lower standing, he finally agreed to the marriage. The wedding took place on the 30th of May, 1867, but it was a day marred by tragedy. The first bad omen occurred before the ceremony when the bride's wardrobe mistress was found swinging from the rafters in her dressing room. Feeling superstitious, Maria ordered a new dress, and the couple decided to go ahead with the wedding despite the morning's tragic events. Unfortunately, the ceremony was delayed twice more by freak happenings. First, the officer leading the wedding procession from the palace to the church suffered sunstroke and collapsed. Then, when the palace gates failed to open, the gatekeeper was found also lifeless on the grounds nearby. Undeterred, the wedding continued, but the curse was far from finished. Minutes after the ceremony, the best man accidentally shot himself while checking over his ceremonial pistol. On the way to the railway station to leave for their honeymoon, the officer who drew up the marriage contract suffered a stroke, and the anxious station manager fell under the wheels of the approaching bridal locomotive. By now, the king had decided enough was enough and ordered the bridal carriage to turn around. However, the Count of Castiglion, who was riding alongside the carriage, fell from his horse and underneath the carriage wheels, marking the seventh tragedy of the day. If there was ever a sign that maybe two people shouldn't be together, this cursed wedding would truly be it. Most weddings are cursed, though, but what about movie scripts? Have you ever heard of a cursed script? The incomparable Etuk was a classic fish-out-of-water comedy movie about an Inuit poet from Alaska who ends up in New York City. Sounds like a total hoot, right? Sadly, the film never came to pass. Not because it was particularly terrible, but because the script, which was adapted from the book by Mordecai Reichler, inadvertently killed six actors. It was originally supposed to film in Canada in the early 1980s with John Belushi as a Tuck, but on March 5, 1982, Belushi took a lethal overdose in his hotel room. After losing their lead, the role was passed to Sam Kinison in 1986, but 8 days after filming began, Kinison ended up in loggerheads with the studio when deciding to rewrite the script, and a lawsuit ensued. The movie was put on hold again until 1992 when production was set to resume, but during the negotiations, Kinison also met a premature end in a car crash. Undeterred, the production team offered the role to John Candy in 1994, but he died of a heart attack on March 4th that year, aged 43. Some have even claimed that Candy was reading the script at the time. Thankfully, Candy had already been in talks with his friend Michael O'Donoghue to join the cast, but in November, he also passed away from a cerebral hemorrhage. A Tuck was revised again in 1997 with Chris Farley as the lead, but on December 18th, he overdosed in a similar fashion to the original actor John Belushi. The final man to step into a Tuck's shoes was Farley's friend, Phil Hartman, but he was tragically killed by his own wife just 5 months after Farley's demise. So it seems this shelf script is definitely cursed, right? Or maybe it has something to do with a bunch of white men being cast to play an Inuit. But I digress. This next story is covered in my episode about creepy coincidences too, but I couldn't talk about cinema curses without mentioning this one. Bruce Lee was one of the most charismatic and iconic martial arts stars in Hollywood, but a dark curse also taints his legacy. The Kung Fu idol's career was sadly cut short at 32 years old when he succumbed to a fatal brain edema on July 20, 1973, and the tragedy was only doubled when his son Brandon, also an actor, died prematurely 20 years later on March 31, 1993, aged 28. But skeptics have since uncovered an eerie coincidence that suggests Bruce Lee might have actually predicted his son's fate before his own death. Bruce's last movie, titled Game of Death, which was incomplete at the time of his passing and released in 1978, featured some eerie fictional similarities to the circumstances surrounding Brandon's later demise. In the movie, Bruce Lee's character Billy is killed after his adversary sneaks onto the movie set where he's filming a gunfight and fills the gun with real bullets instead of blanks. 15 years after Game of Death premiered, Brandon was tragically killed on the set of the movie The Crow by a supposed prop gun that was accidentally loaded with a real .44 caliber slug. Whether coincidental or a genuine curse, this story is enough to put the heebie-jeebies into anyone. Now here's an instance of a coincidence that saved lives instead of taking them. Not every police investigation is wrapped up with a perfect bow, and sometimes the authorities manage to get things horribly wrong. Just ask Juan Catalan. Although he'd been to several memorable games at Dodger Stadium as a child, none would have such an impact as his outing to see the LA Dodgers on May 12, 2003. Not only did Catalan snag tickets at the very last minute, but this would also be the game that would save his life. 3 months after the game, Catalan's world was turned upside down when he was arrested for a crime he didn't commit, the murder of 16-year-old Martha Puebla, also on May 12, 2003. Of course, Catalan had an alibi, considering he was 20 miles away at the Dodgers game with his daughter Melissa that day, but that wasn't enough for the no-nonsense prosecutor. All hope wasn't lost yet, though, and Catalan's defense lawyer vowed to sift through internal camera footage at Dodger Stadium in the hopes of finding a trace of his client, but the search turned up nothing. That's when Catalan had a lightbulb moment. He suddenly remembered that he'd seen a camera crew filming in his section of the ballpark that night for comedian Larry David's TV show Curb Your Enthusiasm. As expected, Catalan and his number 27 Kevin Brown shirt could be seen walking back to his seats with his young daughter in one of the grainy frames. And he was acquitted of the crime. What's even more amazing is that Catalan also recalled how they had initially been stopped by a PA so they didn't interrupt filming, but for some reason they had a change of heart and let the father and daughter walk back to their seats. Can you imagine what would have happened had Melissa not asked for a snack that day?
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Whether you're a believer in fate or not, this next romantic little coincidence is enough to melt even the coldest of hearts. When rifling through old photos in 2018, Reddit user PCS Boar happened upon a photograph of his cousin taken during a trip to Pau de Açúcar in Rio de Janeiro in 1985. The picture shows his cousin as a sort of loner on the left with a family, but while you might be thinking the poor dude just wasn't in the mood for a photo shoot that day, he's not actually a part of the family. Or at least he wasn't at the time. You see, PCS Boar's cousin just so happened to be at Pau de Açúcar on that day, completely unaware that he would end up accidentally photobombing his future wife's vacation snap. To make things even crazier, the photograph was taken 7 whole years before the pair first met. Can you imagine the loved-up couple's surprise when they realized their first photo together had existed for so long without them even knowing about it? Now that's one to show the future kids someday. By the way, what did you want to be when you grew up? A fireman or a doctor, perhaps? More importantly, did you end up achieving that dream? For most of us, reality sets in and life takes a different path, but not for one guy who found himself coming full circle in this next amazing coincidence. It all started when he visited an air show with his grandpa and uncle as an 8-year-old boy, where he sat for a photograph in an OH-58 Kiowa helicopter. On that very day, he decided he wanted to become an Army pilot, and sure enough, he realized that dream by joining the Air Force as an adult. While sifting through old memories 20 years later, he stumbled upon the photograph and thought to himself how cool it was that he'd been flying a similar helicopter for the past month. When he next arrived at the airfield, he asked his colleagues if they had ever had a Kiowa with the same tail number listed on it as the one he'd sat in as a child. To his surprise, they not only had a similar aircraft, but it was sat out on the ramp, so naturally he went to take a photo with it for old time's sake. But there was one final twist in the tale. When he arrived, he realized he'd actually been flying the exact same Kiowa for the past month that had inspired him to fly 20 years earlier. Never give up on your dreams, kids. Next up in 2017, 22-year-old fisherman Monroe McKinney from Fairgrove, Missouri, was fishing on his parents' 8-acre pond when he reeled in a bass and noticed something slightly out of the ordinary about his catch. When he went to remove his hook, he spotted something poking out of the fish's mouth, which almost made him drop it back into the lake in utter shock. And you can see it in the cover image of this episode. On further inspection, he realized that the creature lodged inside was actually a tiny mole, which is like the last thing you'd expect to see, right? How it ended up inside the fish is quite a head-scratcher, although moles are often brought to the surface during flooding and have been known to be good swimmers. So maybe this poor guy just wasn't looking where he was going. Although it was too late to save the poor mole, the fish was released safely back into the lake. Now that's what I call a once-in-a-lifetime catch. Now, we all live in fear of receiving an eerie phone call like something out of the Scream movies, but what if it was your actual phone number that was cursed? It sounds like total nonsense, I know, but this actually happened in Bulgaria with the number 0888-888-888. What could be so scary about a 10-digit number, you ask? Well, every single person to own it over the course of a decade met an untimely demise. That's what. The cursed number's first victim was Vladimir Groshnov, the former CEO of Bulgarian mobile phone company Mobitel, which issued the number, who passed away from cancer in 2001, aged 48. The number was then passed on to Bulgaria mafia boss Konstantin Dimitrov, who was gunned down by a lone assassin at a restaurant in the Netherlands in 2003, with the phone allegedly on his person. The final unfortunate soul whose life was claimed by the curse was crooked businessman Konstantin Dishlaev, who was shot outside an Indian restaurant in Bulgaria's capital Sofia in 2005. Sure, you could argue that the two Konstantins were crooks who were bound to get themselves into trouble, but the people of Bulgaria were so convinced by the spooky coincidence that the authorities permanently suspended the number in 2010. They say you should never meet your idols, but Reddit user Dahlberg the King took the famous phrase to the next level when they posted about this next amazing coincidence. You see, our friend Dahlberg is a professional wood turner who happened upon a lovely handmade bowl in a vintage store one day. On closer inspection, they noticed the mark of Ray K, the wood turner who had inspired them to take up the hobby as a kid and knew they had to buy it. But the coincidences didn't end there. Once they got home, they still couldn't shake the feeling that this particular bowl still felt eerily familiar. After digging out the book Wood Turning and Design, which had fueled their passion as a child 31 years earlier, they landed on a page that showed the exact same bowl. The chances of this happening must truly be one in a million, so it's no surprise Dahlberg now claims the bowl is their prized possession. Now, I'm sure you were intrigued about the life-saving silicone story I've mentioned at the very beginning, so let's dive into it. There are tons of inspirational stories about people whose lives were saved by other selfless individuals or even caring animals, but one woman has a totally unique story to tell after her life was saved by her own breast implants. A recent study published in Sage Medical Journal in January 2020 describes the remarkable case of an anonymous 30-year-old Canadian woman who was rushed to McLean Clinic in Mississauga, Ontario in 2018 after being struck by a stray bullet. According to co-author Dr. Giancarlo McAvenue, the woman arrived at the emergency room in a surprisingly fit state considering the circumstances, and it wasn't until she was examined properly that the surgeons unraveled the bizarre turn of events. They soon discovered that the bullet had entered and passed through the woman's left breast with an altered trajectory before bouncing off the sternum and becoming lodged in the right breast. Or should I say, implant. Although they could hardly believe their eyes after analyzing the woman's x-ray, the surgeons concluded that the silicone implants had deflected the bullet away from the woman's heart, saving her life. After having the implants removed and the wound treated, the woman was prescribed a short course of antibiotics and sent on her way with nothing but a fractured rib and one mind-blowing story to show for it. If you were amazed at these mind-blowing coincidences, I've got a lot more for you. Check out the last episode of this series, and thanks for listening.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.